This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 26th day of May, 2014. Can you believe we're about to be halfway in the middle of next month into 2015? I mean, it's like we're in an acceleration machine into the future, but I guess we are as we approach the singularity. All right, you're going to hear lots of radio shows today just worshiping veterans, worshiping wounded vets, maybe even some charities to try to get them prostheses and things. But you're not going to hear a lot out there about how there's a long tradition in ancient Rome and continental Europe, and then, of course, here in the United States, of treating veterans like trash after you're done with them. Because the establishment wants troops to kill foreign enemies and take over land in imperial governments. They don't want you around afterwards because they're scared of you. You're like an old cannon that they've spiked because they don't want it being used. And that's what's unfolding. That's what's happening. We're going to premiere here on the radio on the next segment a 7-minute report by Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, Army veteran, out at the VA outside Austin, the new VA, where they admitted on tape with a hidden camera, sunglass camera, the police said you can't be here because they had their cameras openly out. You've got to go because of the VA scandal. So that is going to be coming up here on the radio transmission. The video of that today on this Monday edition will be posted up on InfoWars.com. So if you're a radio listener, you can go there and see it for yourself and follow along. But the audio of that is coming up for radio listeners. Then Darren McBreen has another report on veterans of another type, NFL veterans, many of former NFL veterans calling it a cult, that they were drugged with illegal drugs before many games. And that's now coming out. When I played football, I didn't take them, but some of the other young people did. In high school, it was known that people were taking steroids, and it was quietly being encouraged. That's what it's all about in the culture of winning in a state like Texas, where it's the religion. So that's just some of the news coming up today. We'll review the latest breaking news on the VA scandal. And folks are asking, why hasn't anyone been fired yet? Well, I'll break that down at the start of the next segment as well, but I hope that you're all having a happy and safe Veterans Day. I want to attempt today to get people to think about really taking care of our veterans and not sending them to illegal wars and unconstitutional actions, and then taking care of them once they get back here, not listing them as public enemy number one, as the Department of Homeland Security has done. And then, of course, I have solidarity with the vets, not that I'm one, but that then constitutionalists, libertarians, patriots, myself by name, Ron Paul and others, are listed along with returning veterans as the number one enemy. They're listed as number one, but we're listed after that. So we're all in this together, and we need to ask why. Well, most veterans don't trust the system. They know how they've been treated. They know the corruption they saw in the military. They know how corrupt these last wars were. And that's why you're on the chopping block, just like I am and everybody else is, who promotes liberty and stands for justice. And that's why we've got to, in the words of Benjamin Franklin, all hang together or we will surely hang separate. And that is my message to you out there on this Memorial Day. As we go to break, I want to remind you, last week we took a lot of phone calls from active duty and retired military veterans, and they said undoubtedly in the 6 years since Obama got in, and the last 2 years since Obamacare began to be phased in, the VA's gone from being a nightmare hit-and-miss situation to absolute death panel list, absolute hell. And I want to challenge all of those on MSNBC, CNN, all the White House-run channels who are saying it's a conspiracy theory that there's any problems. Do you really want to sign on to something this evil, throwing veterans in the trash can? I guess we throw our babies in the trash can, 53 million of them, so I guess it makes sense. It's all coming up as Jimi Hendrix, wasn't he a veteran, takes us out here, ladies and gentlemen, on Memorial Day, 2014. Stand next to a mountain.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecretone.com. Again, that's www.obamasecretone.com.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting worldwide. It's Memorial Day 2014. And I'm your host.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're here. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with the InfoWars Nightly News, and of course we return Sundays, as I did yesterday, with the 2-hour, 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday transmission. And we are joining you today with this original portion of the transmission. We've got some best of info coming up, but here we are on Memorial Day. I want to thank the crew, CJ and others, for being here to run the transmission today. We got a Sergeant, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs report coming up in a minute that's pretty powerful, investigating the Austin VA that's under investigation for the death panels, and more. But first off, CNN, who's right at the heart of all the White House cover-ups, asked the question last week, last Friday, VA scandal, why isn't anyone been fired yet? Or why hasn't anyone been fired yet? Well, that's because the VA has always been bad, and they've always tried to put people on lists and always tried to put people on medication instead of surgeries or rehab. I have a lot of family that are vets. I've interviewed countless veterans groups. It's been a nightmare for a long time. That's no secret. But every vet that called in last week, we did this 3 or 4 days, to give us their report on the VA, said since Obama's been in, it has gone from horrible to absolutely atrocious, many times worse. And we've caught them with the death panel list that Newsweek promoted, the case for killing Granny. We've had eyewitness reports on last week. The interviews are up on Infowars.com with senior whistleblowers that they talk about, well, we ought to just take all the old vets out and shoot them in the back of the head. There's this governing attitude of socialists that if we kill old people or kill vets or don't take care of them or abort 53 million babies, that that'll be more for us. No, the more people we have, the better a civilization we have. You go live in compact cities because there's more people and more jobs and more opportunity. You go out in the country, there's nobody around. The truth is most countries are not overpopulated. China and India are. If you don't have 2.1 children, there's not enough people to pay Social Security. America has 1.3 children. It's this culture of death. So the reason no one's been fired is because this is the orders coming down by the bean-counting socialists that are anti-human. And if you don't have a use, or if they don't have a use for you, then you need to die. We're going to skip this network break coming up because it's so important on Veterans Day. Now, let me go to Bill Gates in 2010, 4 years ago, admitting that Obamacare has a death panel, but you can't say that.
That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
Okay.
So you... Of course.
Now, let's go to Press. What's the name? Bill Press, the washed-up CNN crossfire guy. On MSNBC, the washed-up MSNBC, their normal shows, 100,000 viewers, top show, half mil. Local radio shows have bigger audiences than that in major cities like New York or Chicago or L.A. I mean, this is joke level. We have affiliates in the country that have shown 200,000 listeners over 3 hours, places like Orlando. Okay, so this is joke level, folks. This is a joke-level network. Up there with the facade, a facade promoting a hoax and a facade, that it's a conspiracy theory. There's no problem at the VA. This guy's not a liberal. He's a monster pig. And Sharpton comes in and chimes in and agrees. These guys are fascist dirtbags, in my view. Here it is.
You know, let's remember, Obamacare... The Affordable Care Act is the law of the land, and the people who are ignoring the law are the governors who won't put Medicaid in their states or these House Republicans who tried to repeal it 54 times. This is just another big lie. But, you know, on the conspiracies, you're right. They went after Obamacare. They were going to run on that this year. That ran out of gas because it's doing so well. So now they turn to Benghazi. This is soon going to run out of gas. What's next? The VA. I'll bet you that's what they're going to run on next.
Well, they're trying to make the VA. It's conspiracy. It's fear-mongering. And Joe... When they bring up, as a former Vice President Cheney skirting the law, the Affordable Care Act, as Bill said, is the law upheld by the Supreme Court.
Well, that's enough. Yeah, the corrupt Supreme Court saying it's a tax. Yeah, to private banks that own the insurance companies that wrote it as a giant screw job to line the pockets of government bureaucrats, to give government control over health care, to set up death panels, increase your health care costs while cutting the quality of care. That's why the Republican leadership is fighting to not repeal it and to, quote, only change it. Repeal it, you crooks. The Supreme Court Sharpton also ruled, what, 170-something years ago that black people weren't human. I say that's a fraud. Hitler had courts that did a bunch of stuff. If the Supreme Court says I don't have a right to keep guns, they can go jump off a cliff. They can go fly a kite. Now, before I go any further into all these articles, we're skipping this network break coming up at 20 after on Veterans Day. Well, to me, it's Veterans Day. I mean, I always call it Veterans Day. I know it's Memorial Day. I know you have Patriots Day. What is that, the 15th? And then you have the other Patriots Day on the 19th. Like, they celebrate in the Northeast Patriots Day on the 15th, but then it's really the 19th. Then there's Paul Revere Day. The point is, it's Memorial Day. For me, that's Veterans Day. But anyways, Freudian slip there. We're going to get to this report by a veteran, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, of Iraq and Afghanistan, multiple Purple Hearts. Here he is trying to go to the VA. They see our cameras. They see the flag on our microphone. They say you can't be here. You can't even get to your car. It's in the parking lot. You got to go. Because they'd already been in and out with their cameras. They were coming back. And the police admit no media allowed here now that there's a scandal and an investigation. So here is his report premiering here on the radio for Memorial Day, a.k.a. Veterans Day.
The most humbling part of my job is serving as commander-in-chief to the world's finest military. And there's nothing I take more seriously than my responsibility to those who sacrifice their own safety to defend ours. That's why Michelle and I have made supporting veterans and military families a top priority from the start.
Well, as you can see, the president's number one priority is veteran care. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but President Obama back in 2007 was on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, and he still is.
Well, I mean, the specific allegations that I think were reported first by your network out of Phoenix, I believe we learned about them through the reports. That's when we learned about them, and that's when, as I understand, Secretary Shinseki learned about them.
Now, I find it hard to believe that Jay Carney says the president just now found out about this when it came out on the news.
Hey, sir, you can't come on property.
Okay, we're just going to get our vehicle then. We'll leave.
What's that?
So we'll get our vehicle and leave then. We were just trying to,
just stay off the property for me.
I can't get my car?
This has been a fiasco. Media, we have so much media. Sir, with their, they are with InfoWars, magazine, talk show.
We're doing a report, that's why we're kind of saying that, but we're doing stuff on veteran suicides and how people think that they could help kind of fix it, that's all.
Okay, yeah, but any media can't be done on property. Let me get your information if you don't mind, sir.
I just got kicked off the VA and Austin Center by police. And all I said I was going to do was interview a few veterans walking through the parking lot and ask them a few questions about suicide awareness with veterans. And they said I couldn't be there on property because of the scandal going on right now. Now, this says a lot about our government. Instead of fixing the problem, they'd rather just sweep it under the mat and forget all about it. Today, I interviewed two soldiers who gave me their accounts of mistreatment at VA clinics.
You said while you were in the service, you were, you know, drugged quite a bit by the military, you know, excessive amounts of painkillers that would get you, you know, over time, you would be addicted to things like that. You know, give me a little background on that and what you experienced with the mass drugging.
Oh, the mass drugging, one of my duty stations after Fort Campbell, pretty much, I mean, you're in pain, they wrote your prescription. You're freaking going cuckoo or say you're feeling this way, they wrote your prescription. It pretty much was, like, we'll write your prescription for this, we'll write your prescription for that. And there's people that I know that will attest that I was pretty much in a zombie-like state. They sent me to therapy when I was in Colorado. But the therapy they sent me to there was a civilian-run contractor, and at the civilian-run facility, they pretty much drugged me even more and more and more. So that necessarily wasn't the military's fault. That was just another facility's fault. So when I got out of the Army, my friends can attest for this, I was a train wreck. I literally was a train wreck, a zombie, hated life, hated everything, didn't know what I was going to do, and it was just awful.
I mean, you thought people were kind of coming after you for a bit of time there, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did. It's normal with PTSD to have some paranoia, which I still suffer with right now. But the amount of paranoia I was having at the time when I first got out was ridiculous. I mean, I had friends stop talking to me because they thought that I was going nuts.
The problem was that the medication doctors there, they were all about some pills. Just, here, take this, you know, it'll maybe make you feel better. Or there's nothing but side effects all the time. It drove me to do nothing but want to drink and pack on a bunch of weight and everything else. Just because, I mean, all the side effects one had over the other.
Well, what kind of pills did they give you? Did they give you antidepressants, you know, pain pills, things like that?
When I first got out, they were giving me tranquilizer. I mean, just sedatives, basically. It's supposed to make you happier, but in essence, for a lot of us, it just kind of seems like it makes you more depressed. You weren't even seeing, like, real doctors. It took me, I think, 4 months before I actually seen an actual psychologist and a counselor to help me with some of the, you know, the crap I was dealing with. And I got tired of it, and I ended up moving from Florida to Texas. So And San Antonio really isn't any better. I ended up going there for, I didn't know I had type 2 diabetes, and I ended up going there with a blood sugar of like 890 something.
So the VA in Gainesville never even caught on to the fact that you had diabetes and you've gone an extended amount of time without even getting that taken care of?
Yeah. They told me, you know, you were like a soda pop away from a coma.
I mean, that's a prime example. I mean, you could have been on a secret list like the one in Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, that's scary to know that these guys could have known or did know and decided just to kind of let that slide and just, you know, whatever, you know, sort itself out over time.
Over the past 3 days, I've had the opportunity to speak with 4 separate whistleblowers that worked at VA clinics across the nation. Now, they all had something interesting to add.
They made statements, racial slurs against veterans, have made statements that, you know, older veterans, they should just be taken outside and shot in the head because they're worthless. And this person still works there.
One of the biggest issues with the VA care is the fact that we all know there's a rise in suicides and anxiety and depression. And instead of actually treating the underlying issues through new technologies, they just hand out pills. And they hand out so much medication at the VA that at the VA, pills have become a currency. And veterans get arrested or they get detained because it's federal property because they're just handed out these pills. I mean, I have a back problem. I could go to the VA right now and probably get a 3-month supply of Vicodin. In the private industry, that won't happen. And I really believe that they rely on veterans being addicted because they go to what's called the addiction clinic, where they receive funding per head.
Is there a reason that a lot of these VA clinics, and I don't know if this trickles to you at all, but I keep getting reports from a lot of the veterans saying that when they go in and they have problems, they're being asked if they have weapons, how much ammo they have, and where they store them at. Now, is that something that is a across-the-board type question?
Not specifically whether they have weapons in the house, that sort of thing. But, you know, not to open up another can of worms, but, you know, there's been issues in the past where if a doctor feels that a veteran is rated incompetent without that due process, you know, we would send them a letter basically saying that, yeah, you're not allowed to own weapons or, you know, it's against the Brady Bill or the Brady Law.
You have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
Mainstream media is not going to do their job covering this story whatsoever. So it's our job here at InfoWars to get the story out. If you have any tips or anything like that, please email them to vets@InfoWars.com. And don't forget, our oath to the Constitution has no expiration date.
All right, good job, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, with that report. And there was a little clip there from Fox News with a SWAT team commander in a small town in Indiana last week. Story got a lot of attention. Drudge Report linked to it. Infowars.com had it. DrudgeReport.com had it. And they just say, no, we need armored vehicles from Iraq to fight the vets because there's such a rash of crime from them when actually the crime's gone down. Violent crime has gone down 52% since 1992, just department's own numbers, and the vets aren't doing anything, really. So it's just pure demonization with no facts. So know that. They've got all these ads, join the military. They've got all this, oh, let's thank the veterans at the football game everywhere. That's all window dressing to, A, make everybody feel good about themselves while the vets are being thrown in the trash can like aborted babies, and, B, it's about sucking young people in to want to be honorable and serve in the military. Our country's been occupied by the globalists. Our military openly works for the New World Order. And that's what's happening. Now, the good news is the most awake group I run into is the veterans. So on Memorial Day, I want to salute all the veterans and all the dead veterans, the fallen veterans, people like my grandfathers and my uncle and great uncles and so many others who were good men and who believed they were fighting for good. Certainly my grandfathers were fighting Hitler. He was bad. Both of them in the Army Air Corps. You know, my uncle went to Vietnam, and the communists were evil, but so was the globalists running America. But they fought because they thought they were doing a good job. So we salute all of those veterans, and we do thank veterans for the service they've done because they believe they were doing the right thing. But now the globalists are trying to put you on drugs, list you as PTSD, to take your rights away, to institutionalize you, to demonize you. And we've got disgusting people like Al Sharpton and Bill Press on MSNBC who might want to throw up saying it's a conspiracy theory, nothing's going on, because they represent the bureaucrats and all the lazy people in the system that are trying to stop the good people in the system, the whistleblowers that are trying to make sure our veterans aren't treated like crud. There are death panels. This is socialism. They have death panels and waiting lists, a year and a half for brain surgery for tumors that will kill you in a month in England, but are operable. Welcome to the new world order. And we see this across the country. 70%+ of foster children are on more than 7 psychotropic drugs. That's been exposed. Any group that the government has clutches on is treated like crud. Look at the NFL. It's state-run, basically, tax-exempt. Sure, the players get paid a lot. Some of the top ones do, but on average, the low-level ones are treated like total garbage and hung out to dry afterwards and given illegal drugs, just like the veterans of our military. But at least they make millions of dollars. Here's Darren McBreen's report from InfoWars Nightly News I thought was interesting. NFL veterans treated like crud. NFL New World Order conspiracy. And then we'll be back with more after the break.
A group of more than 500 retired pro football players have filed a class action lawsuit against the NFL. They're claiming that the league unethically supplied them with illegal prescription pain medications so they could play the game through serious injuries. As a result, these players now suffer from addiction and long-term health problems caused by the risky narcotics. The abusive practice by the NFL basically substituted pain medications for medical care, thus keeping the league's tsunami of dollars flowing.
And it gets them addicted
and
controls
the football field, unaware they had serious injuries. Super Bowl champion quarterback Jim McMahon says team doctors never told him he had a broken neck. They just fed him more pain pills. And his teammate Keith Van Horn says he played an entire season with a broken leg while on a steady diet of painkillers. The class action lawsuit follows another NFL conspiracy to cover up the dangers of concussions, which was the focus of League of Denial, a powerful PBS Frontline documentary that details how the NFL covered up the concussion crisis.
What League of Denial is about the invisible disease attacking the brains of football players. It's, according to the science we talked about, the cumulative effect of maybe as many as 1,500 hits a year, the likelihood that your brain has a lot of damage done to it is very high.
ESPN was so alarmed by the film that they ended their production partnership with PBS for running it. Meanwhile, the NFL agreed to pay close to $800 million in lawsuits, accusing the league of concealing the risk of head injuries. And as we've been reporting all along here at InfoWars, the National Football League has also emerged as an establishment political tool. So it makes sense that they cover up scandals and deal drugs. And get this, the NFL is a $9 billion a year business and growing, yet they are totally tax-free. That's right, they do not pay a dime in taxes. The owners consist of a group of billionaires who buy politicians who agree to use your tax dollars to build lavish stadiums that are also set up as FEMA relocation camps in the event of an emergency or civil unrest.
Hey, we're here in Denver, Colorado, and we're covering Operation Mountain Guardian. Now, this is a large-scale terrorism drill, and 100 different agencies actually took part in the exercise. Now, this was a test for Homeland Security and FEMA to test their capabilities in what they referred to as a catastrophic situation involving a terrorist attack. One of the primary locations of the drill took place right behind me at the Sports Authority Field, where the exercise involved participants processing children in and out of the FEMA camp that they set up inside of the stadium.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has teamed up with the Department of Homeland Security, sending TSA Viper teams to football stadiums. They turn the Super Bowl into a police state, complete with Illuminati rituals, while at the same time banning pro-Second Amendment ads and promoting Obamacare. They are the poster child for the New World Order, and they play a heavy hand in conditioning the public. And for those of you who think that it's completely harmless to be a diehard football fan like I used to be, and you honestly believe that you're not the subject of conditioning, you have to ask yourselves what it would be like to live in a country where people were as passionate about football as they were for things that actually mattered.
Incredibly powerful report by Darren McBrain, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if, they ask when. So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers. Man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled BUYEPICNIGHTS.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill, one Epic Night.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Something that historically comes in a lot of different flavors and different packages, but on the inside, it's the same thing. It's groups that want total control and to run society who use the structure of government or any major system to expand a larger system of control. And it always targets the old government, especially if it was a liberty-based system, by one degree. If the old system was better in any way, they will go after it, and they will always go after and purge the veterans. And they'll purge the police when they're done as well. And we have a particularly virulent type of takeover happening right now. Thomas, then we'll go to Casey, Eric, Allen, and Michael. I'm in a hurry now. Finishing up your point, look, it's the vaccines. They had the anthrax shots in the mid-90s and again in 2000 they were given folks that were killing base doctors that took it. So they had mutinies of doctors. and it wasn't really mutinies. The media called it that, who said, we're not giving this, so it brought attention to Bioport and how deadly it was, and it was killing people. Same thing with the smallpox shot that killed some reporters that took it. Some national reporters, one of them was NBC, had a heart attack. And that's what it can cause you to have, is an autoimmune response in the heart valves. This is stuff that is extremely experimental. It doesn't protect you. They admitted the anthrax shot didn't protect you and caused serious autoimmune disorders. But it's everything else they're giving you. Project Shad, the nerve gassing of troops, where they would kill troops, British and U.S., just in the even in the 80s, and tell their families, oh, your husband died of the flu. They would even dissect their body. Their bodies. So this is what's going on. You were seen as scum. You were seen as trash. Because the ruling elite are eugenicists. That's their attitude to begin with. All right, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Thomas, do you think it's DU? Do you think it's the vaccines that's causing you to have all these health problems? Because you look statistically at the veterans. I mean, they are just in desperate straits, and then they can't get health care, as you said. It used to be bad. Now it's really bad. I guess you're supposed to go curl up and die. Do you have any idea what did it to you?
I personally think it has to do with the GMOs and fluoride in the water. See, before I was ignorant to that, and I'm not going to lie, I ate very unhealthy. I lived at the Jack in the Box, and since I've cut that out of my life, I slowed down a lot. And I noticed if I'll go and eat some fast food or cheap GMO food, I get sick right afterwards. I feel it's an effect of our environment, and that's why.
I mean, I'll be on the road sometimes, and all there is a Wendy's or a Jack in the Box. And I go, I got to eat. And I ate a Jack in the Box and literally had what I call a panic attack an hour later. I never have stuff like that unless I eat it. Then you read what they're allowed to put in it. All these drugs that, you know, they call fillers. They're really psychoactive drugs that addict the general public. But if you haven't done it in a while, you know, it really hits you hard, just like any drug. And you're absolutely right that this is, listen, there's a London Telegraph article today about, are you allergic to your cell phone? Because people are getting so sick around this stuff. Of course, and the fact is, most people are getting soft killed, being sterilized by it, and don't know because it takes 20 years. You ought to be glad you're so, you know, probably allergic to this GMO that you know, your body's rejecting it. So that's some good intel, good information. Thank you for the call. You know, the body gets overwhelmed, too. It could be all the vaccines, the DU, you name it. Then it shows that when you're maxed out, then other stuff triggers allergies. People didn't used to be allergic to cedar, mountain juniper. They didn't used to be allergic to peanuts, strawberries. I mean, the schools are like medical facilities now with all the special diets and bubble kids because they're not being breastfed. They're not being brought up with an environment. They don't play outside anymore. They have their normal buffers. And then they're given all these vaccines. One flu shot. The Canadian government did the study 5 years ago during the H1N1. One flu shot cuts your immune system to the regular flu by 50%. One. Three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. Don't believe me. Just search engine that term. How big a news story is that? We are being murdered. I've had multiple family members that got the Dalcon shield back in the 70s. I'm not going to say names or family will get mad. People very close to me. What they call it, an IED, not an improvised explosive device, but an internal little device that goes around inside the uterus to keep you, an IUD, that goes around and keeps you from ever forming and being able to have an egg attach. Creates continued inflammation. Turns out they knew when they approved that in the late 60s that they knew in clinical studies on humans, or people approved to be part of the study, that it caused endometriosis, destroyed the inner lining of the uterus, and caused massive infertility. And two people in my family that got that were sterilized by it. Turns out that Dow Chemical, in association with Monsanto, did not just have Agent Orange with what they called it weed killer, defoliant. They added a neurotoxin, synthetic cobra poison. This was declassified about 6 years ago. Dr. Doug Rocky, former head of the DU program, broke it here. The document was declassified. No one was covering it. He said, have you seen this? We broke it here. Not bragging. I'm just saying it broke here. The document from the mid-60s where they added it, it was really a chemical weapon. A chemical weapon to actually nerve gas the Viet Cong and call it just the dioxin defoliant, which is bad enough. It was neurotoxin. They added neurotoxin, and our troops were in it, and they knew it. I mean, the government is run by murdering total filth. The average social worker is not bad. The average cop's not bad. The average FBI agent is not bad. The average CIA person is not bad. I can tell you. But they're compartmentalized, ladies and gentlemen. And the people on top of this are pure evil and take real enjoyment in hurting our veterans, especially because they're getting rid of you. They don't need you anymore. They're moving to robots and drones, autonomous vehicles. By 2025, there'll be no combat troops to speak of, folks, except for special operations. And they'll be there with robots. It's over if we don't stop them. You've been warned. This is real. This isn't sensational. Reality is sensational. The things I've seen, the things I've done personally are sensational. A lot of it I won't even tell you some of the stuff I know, folks, because people can't handle the truth. You want answers? To quote, what is that movie, A Few Good Men? And we can pull that up online. You want answers? You can't handle the truth. And I'm telling you, folks, we're 2 minutes to midnight. The globalists think they're God. They're operating as an alien species. And I'm not saying they're real aliens. They call themselves a new breakaway species. They consider themselves to be God. And if you try to get in their way, there will be warfare. Tell you something. Hillary Clinton isn't God. Barack Obama isn't God. David Rockefeller isn't God. I don't know about these people, their lives, what they stand for. They are narcissistic scum and the very last people to lead humanity. They are literally desecrating our human spirit, and they are the filth of the earth. Casey, then Eric, Allen, Barbara, Michael, everybody. Casey, thanks for holding here on the air, an Army vet. What is your take on the VA? What's your story?
Well, the VA takes about 6 months to lift a finger to pick their own nose. So you can imagine what it takes them to do our files. So, and that's the guys that actually get care. The guys that don't get care, they're done. And if we got time, I'd actually like to try and wake you up.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Okay. You're always talking about, you know, we've got to do this and do that to, you know, get the right people in. How can we do that in a corrupt system? A chalkboard analogy would be perfect, or a whiteboard analogy for the younger listeners. At some point, you have to erase it. Now, just to cover your butt.
No, I know, but generally when you erase something, the corruption's already there. It gets even worse. I'd like to work on the template of the Bill of Rights Constitution. But don't worry, they're probably going to start a civil war. And so everybody talking about violence, you're going to get your shot. I mean, it's going to be hell. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about violence. I don't want violence. I'm an infantry veteran. I've spent 2 tours in Iraq, and we don't want violence in the country. But with as corrupt as the system is, the absolute minimum I see that we're going to be able to do to get our country back is to march on Washington and arrest every politician in every single branch of government, executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. And we need to start all over with new patriotic people.
Do you think all of them are guilty? Because the issue is they need to have trials.
Yes, I agree. They all need to have trials, but we need to arrest every single one of them first, put them on trial, and then if the evidence is there, they need to be convicted. If the evidence is not there, then they need to be cleared of all charges and released.
Well, I think the idea of I think the idea of an info war operation where we write up a treatise saying we know you're criminal, we know about the takeover, listing the UN running our military, listing the treaties, and say you have, you know, 3 months till this date. This is just hypothetical, folks. I'm not saying do this. I'm just brainstorming this, wargaming it. To either announce that you're with the Republic and want to be part of a plan to reorganize the country again and kick out the Vichy French collaborators, basically, is the analogy, or you're going to be considered part of it. You send them a notice letter, and you have everybody with petitions with millions on the WhiteHouse.gov, and everyone sending thousands of letters per congressperson over and over again a day, and going to Congress and going to their local office and making it a movement to say, traitor, traitor, traitor. You either admit we've been taken over by the Foreign Federal Reserve, you either denounce it and say you're going to kick the globalist out, or you're going to be considered part of it. I think they have to be put on notice that they are part of the criminal program and they need to declare where they stand. Because, I mean, what are we going to arrest? Walter Jones? Are we going to arrest Rand Paul? Are we going to arrest, Ted Cruz, Amash? Are we going to, there's a lot of good people up there that are talking just like us, saying the globalists are scary, Obama's scary, we're going into a dictatorship. It's just, that's the thing about revolutions. The globalists are revolutionaries, we're restorationists or counter-revolutionaries. That's what they call us, actually. They know we're the good guys. And so the danger of a revolution is most of the time you get something worse when you've overthrown the last system. Because, see, the last system is vestiges of the old republic that wasn't perfect, but light years better than globalism, with globalism overlaid. So it's a very sophisticated situation, and I'm glad we're debating it, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, you just said before you got me on, was that we're 2 minutes to midnight. We are out of time. We don't have time to, go through the bureaucratic red tape and get this done the way that it should be done.
I hear you. I know. It's really bad. They're on TV saying communism's good and our kids belong to them, and every award show they're having satanic ceremonies, and I'm living in a Twilight Zone movie. I mean, they're putting cancer viruses on all the major vaccines. They put fluoride in the water that brain damages people on record. It's total crazy land. And what do you do when you're faced with an elite that is so evil and the public so naive? I think the biggest thing is all the yuppies and sitcom watchers. We got to somehow reach out to them with banner hangs and stunts and calling into talk radio. And, all the talk show hosts that make fun of me, and I appreciate your calls, sir. Great points. I mean, I tune in sometimes to
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's what it comes down to. Maybe we should play that one more time. Because I think it says it all for the general public.
Answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives.
My issue is the public ready for the truth? I mean, this show is the truth, folks. We really know what we're talking about. We understand the enemy's operations. We know what makes them tick. And you either get what the enemy's saying and understand what we're facing, or we're going to lose everything. The globalists come from different elites that have merged together for thousands of years that have manipulated humans and have disdain for the public. You can't do the things they do to people and not have a hatred of the average man or woman. That's why they see the veterans as total dogs, as total scum. And then they want to lure young people into joining, so they can chew up the best and brightest and use them to create this whole new world order. Let's go to Alan and then Eric and then Michael and Barbara. You're on the air, Alan, Army vet as well. No other vets, just Army vets calling. Alan, what's your take on the VA?
Yes, sir. Good to speak with you. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, well, I was stationed 4 years active duty out there in your backyard at Fort Hood. And I'm 27 now, and I got out about 3 years ago, and I moved back home to Georgia and went to the Atlanta VA. And when I first heard the scandal, you know, I didn't see anything like that personally because I got out of there. But let me tell you, it's creepy. When you pull in the parking lot there, you just get a feeling of how bad it is. And, you know, luckily, you know, like I said, I'm 27. So for the younger guys, they can't just kill us. But man, you know, these Vietnam guys, the older generation, man, they're really sick in there. And it's like you just see them. It's so bad. I felt so bad for them. And they're just struggling. And then the younger guys, like us, the ones that do get an appointment, as soon as they sit you down, first thing, let's ask you about your guns. Second thing, we want to go ahead and prescribe all the antipsychotics, you know, things like that. So luckily, I don't go there anymore.
Stay there. I want to hear about this when we come back. Makes me hate these globalists so much. They are the most cowardly, degenerate filth on the planet. And they absolutely hate veterans. I want you to hear that, folks. They want you dead. You understand that? I'll be right back.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
People should go to veterans events that the media is covering tomorrow and make a scene about the VA and what they're doing and say, we're not going to let you just trot out the vets and act like America's great. America's occupied by globalists. And we're not going to let you use them anymore when you hate their stinking guts. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, it'd be one thing if they were throwing the vets in the trash and treating them like crap. That makes me mad. But the grandstanding and how much they love them, and it's so sick. And the VA are just hell pits. It used to be bad. Now it is just, I mean, I talked to a lot of guys at work here, veterans, and they just talk about how badly they're treated. And how there'll be an old man or something going, I'm hurting. All like big guys going, watch it, old man. You know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, folks, but I mean, I would blow up if I saw stuff like that. And then we were just talking to Alan in Georgia. He was talking, we're going to go to Overdrive and talk to Michelle, Kathy, and Eric at least, about how they ask about your guns. Yeah, what about those guns? You crazy? What you planning? And what they do to the vets, they're going to do to everybody else now. What they do to people in their clutches is a beta test for you and I. And I am sick of it. So finish up your points, Alan.
Well, yeah, a few more quick points, and then I know you got to take some other calls. I wasn't going to mention it. I was mainly talking about when I got out, but I went to Iraq in 2006 and also 2008. And I want to say that when I was on hold, I was listening to your other callers, and I'm also, and you're right, I'm very concerned about the number of shots that I had to take, and particularly the anthrax. I'm concerned about future possible, you know, health side effects from that. It's pretty scary stuff. But yeah, going back to the VA, basically, yeah, if you don't see the, which I mean, you called it too. We, you know, we all kind of saw it coming when they first broke it. But if you don't see, of course, they're going to be all over the country. But I almost guarantee the Atlanta VA was also a part of this. And real quick, you know, the bigger picture, I think you hit the nail on the head these past few days. Of course they're targeting veterans, you know, and the healthcare thing is bad enough, sir, but that if people really knew that they were taking it a step further, like you put on air and calling us domestic terrorists, that's just even more of a slap in the face. And I really appreciate you putting it out there, because you know, the only reason the VA healthcare scandal is on any mainstream media now is no thanks to them. It's thanks to you and then the other alternative media.
Well, yeah, really. I mean, we weren't really on top of the VA thing like everybody else. I've been on it for years, but it was alternative and libertarian and conservative radio that forced it out there. But to see Bill Press and Sharpton make jokes about it, I mean, I'm just sick of these people, man. Just because they have a lisping voice and pink ties and act trendy and act effeminate doesn't mean that they're intellectual or good people. And I'm just sick of all of them. We're like ruled by a bunch of fake Nellies that behind the scenes are just raving evil demons. I appreciate you calling. God bless you. We're going to come back and jam in as many calls as we can in this little bit of overdrive. Please don't forget, I get so busy covering the news. I don't even plug the great products we have. We need you to become PrisonPlanet.tv members, the nightly news. Share your passcode with friends and family. 11 people can use the same username passcode simultaneously. That's InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. We also need you to go check out InfoWarsStore.com for the super high-quality water filters discounted, the Life Straw, the Pro Pure G2 systems, 10% off promo code WATER. We've got the InfoWars Life products, a couple of them discounted right now in a special, the Super Male Vitality and the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. I cannot tell you what these products have done for my clarity, my energy, my libido, everything. It's just been incredible. Experience it, take the challenge, and I know you'll continue to order it, which funds the operation. InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.